Blog Talk Radio.
So the Most High is going to stop the flowing of the people going into that country. Read
Jeremiah chapter 51, the end of verse 44. Yea, the wall of Babylon shall fall. Verse 45. My people, go ye out of the midst.
Hold up, read that again.
My people, go ye out of the midst.
I think within this chapter, he said flee and get out of around 3-4 times. Right? Read.
My people, go ye out of the midst of her, and deliver ye every man his soul from the fierce anger of the Most High Ahiah. And let your heart faint, and ye fear for the rumor that shall be heard in the land. A rumor shall both come one year, and after that in another year shall come a rumor. And
wars and rumors of wars. You hearing about it, and because it's not happening, you think it's not going to happen. Read.
Verse 46. End of verse 46. And violence in the land, ruler against ruler. Verse 47. Therefore, behold, the days come that I will do judgment upon the graven images of Babylon. And her whole land shall be confounded, and all her slain shall fall in the midst of her. Then the heaven and the earth, and all that is therein shall sing for Babylon. For the spoiler shall come up unto her from the north, saith the Most High Ahiah. As Babylon hath called the slain of Israel to fall, so as Babylon shall call the slain of all the earth. Ye that have escaped the sword, go away. Stand not still. Remember the Most High Ahiah afar off, and let Jerusalem come into your mind.
Listen to this clear. Ye that have escaped the sword, that means you escape the destruction that coming to Babylon. Go away and stand not still. So when you leave, remember the power or the God Ahiah afar off, and let Jerusalem come into your mind. That looking forward, not looking back. Now let Jerusalem come into your mind. She's finished. Right? Read.
Verse 51. We are confounded because we have heard reproach. Shame has covered our faces, for strangers are coming to the sanctuary of the Lord's house.
Strangers have destroyed us. Strangers have destroyed our sanctuary, our belief. They destroyed our understanding so that we cannot connect to our God. They've given us their gods. Baal, Baal, Satan, the dragon, Moloch. These are the gods we've been worshiping ignorantly. Jesus. Zeus. Okay, we ain't know nobody named Jesus. Total madness. And then when we wake up and understand these things, we say, well, hold up. I'm a stranger here. You dragged me here. And the Most High starts reviving us. They be like, okay, we have one who's the extremist. You're a terrorist. Read on.
Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 52. Wherefore, behold, the days come, saith the Most High Ahiah, that I will do judgment upon her graven images.
I'm going to destroy all your images and your idols. And man, if you look at, if you even look at Washington, D.C., it's idol after idol. Monuments of idols. Obelisks, which is man's personal member. That's what an obelisk is. What's that, the Washington Monument? Idols every place. Five-pointed stars every place. But what if some did not believe? So what if you don't believe what we're teaching you? Paul asked, so what if some did not believe? Shall your unbelief make the faith of God without effect? You mean the Most High is going to stop his own program because you don't believe them? No, you're dead. That's what you are. Okay, his program was before us. And it will be well after us. And that's for the people that's walking out there. Well, there's wars all the time. There have always been these situations. Every few years this happens. Nothing is going to change. That's a dead man.
Shabbat Shalom, Barak Afam, Wapawada. Peaceful Sabbath. Bless you all. And thank you for tuning in to another episode of Friday Night Sabbath. Coming out of Babylon. for the Gathering Christ Church, where we connect the dots of our reality and current events with the Word of God and Bible prophecy. I am your host, Brother and Elder Lamar Karab. It is 7:46 p.m. Central Standard Time, March 10th, 2023, and I do apologize for the delay. We'll go into that in a moment, but pray that you all are doing well this evening. You've had a blessed week and the beginning of your Sabbath, and your Sabbath day will be blessed and is blessed. I'm going to give all praise to the Most High God for being here for another Sabbath. His name in the Hebrew, Ahaya, his son's name, who the world calls Jesus Christ, Yeshaya in the Hebrew, and the Holy Spirit, which is Ruach in the Hebrew. I want to give all praise, honor, and glory to the Godhead, the Elohim, or the Elohim, as some may know, the Godhead by, for another episode on Friday night for the Gathering of Christ Church, Coming Out of Babylon. And let me go ahead and get you all tonight's title. Tonight's title for our stream, from UN Agenda 21 to Agenda 2030. From UN Agenda 21 to Agenda 2030. All right, so for some of you may be familiar with some of what this title is referencing, and some may not, but we will cover so much information tonight. Let me tell you how much information is there and how crazy our times are right now. And all I can say is, boy, the devil is busy. I don't know if any of you all out there can relate on how busy he is right now, but I can't even begin to put it into words how busy he is. But if you don't think he's busy, wait until we see what they've been laying out with the information that we have for you tonight, and how patient the devil is when it comes to laying these plans out, and the fast-paced and how rapidly things are moving right now, very, very quickly. All right, but we will get into that. Quick announcement so everybody knows, we are streaming from Twitch tonight, twitch.tv/GOCC Southwest. If you want to call in, our guest call-in number is 515-605-9327, 515-605-9327. We are streaming live, doing a multicast from Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com. Press 1, the number 1 on your phone, if you would like to speak. You have questions, you have comments, you maybe have information you would like to add to our stream tonight. You will have to call in within the next 2 hours, because on the third hour is overtime, and if you're not called in, you will not be able to call in. Okay, so it is 7:50 Central Time. So by 9:50, if you are not called in, you will not be able to call in. I know sometimes people call in after the time wondering why they can't call in, or can they still call in? You get 2 hours. All right, so I'm just trying to stress that for those that may want to speak. Now is the time to call in. If you want to just listen through your phone, maybe you can't do the video experience tonight, that's fine. You can call in and listen through your phone as well. Our backup content on our Odyssey channel, odyssey.com, GOCC Southwest. You can find that under the About section here on Twitch. You can also find that under the About section on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/GOCC Southwest. All right, we are GOCC Southwest on pretty much whatever platforms we use. So if you're looking for us, search for that. If we're on that platform, you'll find us. But that's where our archive backup content is, because Twitch only keeps 1 week archive. After a week, this broadcast will be gone on Twitch. So that is it for this particular channel. Of course, we have Passover coming up, so much going on, getting ready for Passover. You know, I actually contemplated whether coming on tonight, which is so many Passover preparations, and there's so much. It's like the beginning of spring, and people are starting to kind of, I don't want to say go crazy, but, you know, people are getting antsy because the weather's warming up for some, maybe not for all. We'll go into that here in a moment. But nonetheless, we are getting ready for our Passover, which will be in Cleveland, Ohio this year. Next week, we will be in Cleveland. If you can, make sure you're subscribed to our YouTube channel, main YouTube channel, GOCC. Actually, A Gathering 144 is our main YouTube channel. GOCC NYC is our backup channel. Okay. We also have our website, gatheringofchrist.org, where you can find more information about the church there. And our Hebrew and Bible Academy, I believe, is just started or is starting. So if you would like to get in, now's the time to do it because it's the beginning. HistoryTimes.org, where you can sign up. You can find more information about the Hebrew and Bible Academy. All right. And definitely hope everybody's New Year is going, getting started off nicely. I know some, maybe not so much, with all the turmoil and tribulation happening in this earth right now. So in your neck of the woods, maybe things aren't the best. But, man, oh, man, it is so much going on right now. But let's go ahead. Let's go right into the information. I believe we are ready to get into it tonight. We have so much to cover, and yet we'll probably only scratch the surface. So let me get it again one more time. The title for tonight's stream, from UN Agenda 21 to Agenda 2030, from UN Agenda 21 to Agenda 2030. All right, and this broadcast is actually going to segue, if you all remember, some of our past broadcasts. The last broadcast we did was, for those that remember, 2023, the year of the perma-crisis. All right, you can find that on Odyssey with the rest of our backup content. And before that, we had whoops, 2023, the year of the polycrisis. So this is going to continue to segue off of this content, right? And how many of you all remember the broadcast we did, Agenda 2030, Operation Endgame? This was probably a year and a half, 2 years ago. Agenda 2030 Operation Endgame was a broadcast we did about a year and a half ago. And so we did speak on Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030. So we're going to be revisiting a lot of this information that we went over then. Okay, for those that remember, but I truly believe that this broadcast is going to bring it all together and all home, what's going on right now in our reality, all the things that are happening and that have happened, in recent years, within the past year or two, with the lockdown, what's happening right now with these crises, these disasters, and what they've been planning for the past few decades. I believe that this broadcast is going to bring it all together in one and explain it so that it should be crystal clear. Doesn't mean that there's not more information that's going to be revealed, but you should come out with a crystal clear idea of exactly how it's all going to unfold. Right? It's going to bring all the pieces together so we can have a very, very almost finished or complete puzzle of seeing their agenda. Now, before we go into any of the information tonight, I want to get some scriptures. I want to get some scriptures first. And I want to start in the book of Joel. Right? The book of Joel. We're going to Joel chapter 2, because when we talk about this information, I mean, you wouldn't believe, if anybody remembers our last Coming Out of Babylon broadcast, and I said what we will be talking about tonight. I said we're going to talk about this the next broadcast, and just the way the Holy Spirit works, I mean, it just amazes me more and more each day. The information that, you know, my keystrokes, when I enter them, what comes across my screen, how it just comes, you know, it just comes like the scriptures describe, the land formed with milk and honey. It comes abundantly, and it comes like right to the point of giving you so much material to just go right into it. It's like you're looking for it, but you're not looking for it. Or the way it comes, you're like, wow, you just stumbled upon a gold mine. At the same time, I'm seeing how others who may not necessarily be affiliated with or know about the Gathering of Christ Church, who are out there also putting out work, information, whether they are believers or not, I don't know. All I know is that I come across people who are putting information out, and it's real time, the exact same information that has been downloaded to me from the Holy Spirit, downloaded to maybe you all, because I, you know, have people from the church sending me information real time, the exact same thing that I'm actually looking at or looking for in the moment, right? So I wanted to go to the book of Joel chapter 2 to show that regardless of what our beliefs may be, those out there that maybe believe differently, maybe they believe in Christ but have different understanding of the Bible, or maybe they don't believe in the Bible at all, but they're putting out information. I want to bring this out in Joel chapter 2 to show something here. We're at Joel 2, verse 28, and it reads, "And it shall come to pass afterward out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids, in those days will I pour out my spirit." So the Holy Spirit is being poured out on everybody, even animals, all flesh. It includes animals. So one way or the other, the Holy Spirit is reaching out, whether regardless if a person is reaching out or not, okay? for the opportunity to understand what's coming from the heavenly realm. Now, right now, the devil's trying to intercept that frequency, trying to actually disconnect that and block that frequency to the heavens. Right? So that we cannot resonate to get this information. But we have so many people, when you see the dates on some of the information I'm going to bring out, right? And how is it that real time, I'm speaking the same things and what preparations I'm looking to do for the next broadcast, which is tonight, 2 weeks ago, and other people who I had no idea maybe even existed or what they were talking about, if I knew who they were, are putting out the same information real time. Like, there's no way you can script this. It's the Holy Spirit. It's not any one of us. Not any one of us are special. And when I say that, I mean to where we can acknowledge the fact that where this information and understanding is coming from is coming from on high. We're just antennas and receptors to receive. Right? We're just antennas and receptors to receive it. That's it. So us being special, our ability to be humble and to receive the information when it comes, when the Spirit of Truth reveals truth, to be able to receive it and to be able to share it. That's what makes us special. Okay? Us being the children of Israel, it only makes us special if we're linked into the Holy Spirit and being led by the Holy Spirit. If we're not being led by the Holy Spirit, then that special thing that's within us doesn't get tapped into. Okay? It's a unlocked potential that never gets unlocked. But nonetheless, the Holy Spirit is dealing with each and every one of us. So the answer is, are we taking the call? When the phone rings and the Holy Spirit is calling, you pick up the phone to receive the information that's coming in through the telecommunications of the heavens. All right. Now, I want to go from here, because if we're not tapped into the Holy Spirit, this is what we fall victim to. I'm going to go to Matthew 24. This is what we fall victim to. So we're in the book of Matthew 24. And we're going to start at verse 3, where it says, the signs of the end of the age. And it reads, and he said upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? What's the first thing Christ warns us? A sign of his coming and end of the world, verse 4, and Yeshaya, which is the Hebrew, what we see here is Jesus, but in the Hebrew, it's Yeshaya, answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. That's the first thing, before he said anything about any other signs, because what comes with the signs that follow is deception, where you may think something's really happening, or you think it's happening a certain type of way, and it's not. So before we can talk about wars and earthquakes and famines, pestilences, all those things, we must first talk about the deception that would come with all those events, those disasters, those crises. We must look at the underlying deception that's being presented with those other signs, how they're being presented to us. Not that they may be happening, but they may not be happening, because they may not be happening. That's part of the deception too. But if they are happening, how are they really happening? Is it happening according to what we're being told how they're happening? But the first thing we must understand take heed that no man deceive you. Okay, so if you're going to be led by men, and when we say man, we're talking about men who are not following the Most High God, who are not following the Holy Spirit that's being poured upon our flesh to follow the things that are being said in this word, right? Like government, all right? And those that would fall under the order or jurisdiction of government, that authority. Does government conflict with God? If it does, then that's following man. Okay? So we must align ourselves with the word and follow those shepherds that were sent by God to teach the word. Okay? To warn those of the times we are in and the things that are to come. Okay, that's not following man. Those men are intercessors to the heavenly realm here on earth and as representatives in the flesh from the heavenly realm, the Spirit coming down from the heavens, the Holy Spirit, on those men to now lead as shepherds. Okay, and those shepherds, if they're following the word, right, and you're following them, you're not following man, right? You're following the Most High through the shepherds he sent to lead you, to instruct and guide you, all right? Because if you continue to read, it talks about false prophets in here. So we do have to be wary for false prophets. But I just want to make sure everyone understands, because what we're going to discover tonight is a bunch of lies. I know maybe we've done that, discovered that many, many times over and over again with this church and this particular platform. But tonight you're really going to see the lies of the devil, right, in the third dimension. At least for me, when I've seen the information, because I've been studying this information for a long time, I'm going to show you all tonight. It just all hit me like, wow. Wow, wow, wow. Well, let's drop down to verse 24. Actually, verse 20. Verse 20. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. So, for you all who may not know, you know, this scripture was the inspiration for this particular stream. We are over 10 years running, almost 15 years running, Friday Night Sabbath coming out of Babylon. It started on Skype, for those who maybe were around then, and not too many are still here. There's a few that were around. We would have Skype calls, and we would have people coming on Friday nights, and we would be on there fellowshipping and talking about scriptures and the revelation of us being Israel and the different prophetic things happening. It was kind of like a social room that we would just all come in and just hang out. From there, it became more organized and structured. We then moved and made it a blog talk radio. So you may have heard those, maybe you were around then, when we were just only streaming on Blog Talk. And now here we are, we've continued to evolve, and we are streaming through video now. As technology has evolved, it's allowed us to now do it in this visual format. But this scripture here was a big inspiration for this particular stream that we do on Friday nights, because we have to be mindful of the adversary and when he looks to attack. He looks to attack when we are least suspecting. So when is a time that we would be least suspecting? Well, how about going into the Sabbath and during the Sabbath day when we are disconnecting from the world, right? And maybe not paying attention to what's going on, because we just want to be in peace. You know, Shabbat Shalom, which means peaceful Sabbath. We just want to be in peace, disconnect from the craziness of the week, the world, but understand that this is a time the devil may actually launch an attack when you're looking to rest. So starting our Sabbath off, we want to then take this opportunity to be aware what's going on going into the Sabbath. So we are not totally disconnected. We still have to be mindful, which leads us to our next scriptures I want to read here real quick, which is Ephesians chapter 5. Spot in here. I'm just going to get straight to the point. Ephesians 5 verse 15. It reads, "See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." So we must redeem the time. Don't take this time for granted. Make the most of this time, because the days are evil. Make sure that we're diligent. Make sure that we're punctual. Make sure that we're watching, right? Because of understanding how evil these times are. And we can see it manifesting, right? We look up. I mean, there's so many things I've seen this week. I'm not even going to pull them up. But, I mean, we had the Grammy Awards. I think the guy's name is Sam Smith, you know, sodomite, who dressed up as Satan. And he had all these, you know, what appeared to me as transgenders running around on stage with red lights and smoke and cages everywhere, right? And then I seen another video this week. It was at some concert with Lil Uzi Vert, looking like the devil himself, eyes all, you know, zombified, you know, bugged out eyes, you know, his head, you know, the hair on his head was all spiked out. And he was gyrating and just, you could just see the demonic possession of him on stage, just wilding out. Then I seen something else where in Plano, Texas, they actually opened up a Luciferian hotel, to where you come to the hotel and there's like statues of Baphomet and all type of things that you would think is like a satanic church or a Luciferian church. This is actually a hotel that they opened up in Plano, Texas, which is, you know, my neck of the woods, so hits close to home. Okay, so it's manifesting. And we have to really understand that, you know, these sodomites, which transcends homosexuality, it's all concupiscence of evil. These sodomites have got such a strong foothold because the world has been demoralized, especially here in America, to a point to where there's no pushback on any of this. People are into their own, they're in their own zone. Okay, and this is how the devil overcomes this society, because he's pushed and he's pushed and he's worked and he's worked. And he'll play the long game. He'll play 10, 20, 30, maybe 100 years at an agenda to finally break through the door, through the crack, 100 years later, because it's a war of attrition. And so this society has grown tired. That's what when we see Albert Pike and him mentioning the three letters, the letter that he wrote about the three world wars, the letter to Manzini, right? And he spoke about society, I can't remember the exact words, being physically exhausted. And then once they're exhausted, he would then bring forth the pure, they would then be, the nihilists would then bring forth the pure doctrine of Lucifer. So we're seeing that happening right now. The pure doctrine of Lucifer has made itself manifest now. Christians have been initiated into paganism, believing they're following Christ. They've been deceived. Okay, so going into our Sabbaths, we have to be mindful to not totally disconnect. Yes, we disconnect, we rest, but not totally to where these times come on you unawares, unsuspecting. We must be ready at all times for the devil, because there's no rest for the wicked. When you see their plans, we're going to lay some of them out tonight, there is no rest for them. They don't rest. So therefore, how much rest should we have, even though the Most High God gave us the Sabbath day as a rest? You need to be careful even in that. Resting, but just being mindful. So I wanted to hit those scriptures first going into the information tonight and really focusing in on the deception part. As we talk about from UN Agenda 21 to Agenda 2030, and let me get the first information up, because you have those that would ask, what is UN Agenda 21? Okay. What is UN Agenda 21? Well, we're going to stroll on over to Wikipedia, which, you know, has some pretty good information sometimes. So you like to use them as a source or a reference, but not the all to end all on information, but we can pick through the bones if we run across them. So here on your screen, we have Agenda 21. It says here, not to be confused with Agenda 2030 or Agenda 2000. It says, Agenda 21 is a non-binding action plan of the United Nations with regard to sustainable development, product of the Earth Summit UN Conference on Environment and Development held in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil in 1992. So, in 1992, in Rio, in Brazil, there was a UN conference on the environment and development in regards to sustainable development. Now, we're going to break down all tonight what a lot of these terms mean. UN means United Nations. Almost all the nations of the world joined in league together for one goal. Everything aligning itself under one order. Okay, sustainable development. We're going to talk about what they are telling us is sustainable development. But is it truly sustainable development, or is it something else? Is it being packaged one way, but it's really something else? It says it is an action agenda for the UN, other multilateral organizations, and individual governments around the world that can be executed at local, national, and global levels. So with the UN working with corporations or other organizations, individual governments to execute certain orders on a local level, meaning your city or your state, a national level, meaning your country, and a global level. Everything coming under one, being controlled from the top, but going all the way down locally to the very bottom. One major objective of the Agenda 21 initiative is that every local government should draw its own local Agenda 21. So if they give you a certain, a certain blueprint of what Agenda 21 is, and you must now, mold your local community, your local city around that in some form or fashion to fit your city, but it's going to be based upon their original blueprint. Its aim initially was to achieve global sustainable development by 2000 with the 21 and Agenda 21 referring to the original target of the 21st century. So they were looking to get this accomplished by what they tell us by the 21st century. But really, when we start to peel things back, we'll see that they really were looking to get this implemented during the 21st century, meaning that they had this meeting in 1992. They would actually lead up to them starting it by the year 2000. So then what happened, if anybody remembers, at the beginning of 2000s? One of the greatest hoaxes, crimes against humanity, definitely in our lifetime, 9/11 in 2001. That got the ball rolling. And so for me, I don't know where any of you all were at that time. Some of you may not have been born. Some of you all may have been very, very young and maybe don't have any memory of 9/11. But for me, it was one of, I would say, many awakenings, but it was an awakening nonetheless, because when it hit, it opened up Pandora's box for me in going down certain rabbit holes. Something just with me didn't sit right in my spirit with what I was seeing and what was going on. And I would say within a week, I had a friend who started sharing with me information about Freemasonry, the New World Order, the Illuminati, right? So at that time, in a week, I started learning that what we were being told about 9/11 wasn't what was really happening. What wasn't really what happened. And we look back at the time, many people maybe believed it. Terrorists hit the World Trade Center. They hijacked four planes with box cutter knives. Saudis. But at the time, we're being told we must go invade Afghanistan and Iraq because there's weapons of mass destruction there. Even though it was the Saudis that were supposed to be these hijackers, right? But somehow they convinced American citizens on this. So now looking back, it's easy to see the hoax. It's easy to see no way that planes brought those towers down. One tower, World Trade Center, I think it was, 11? The smaller building, it just collapsed on its own, like a demolition building. It just came straight down. And there was actually, I think it was a UK news outlet that actually ran a broadcast that it fell. They were doing this real-time live that it had already fallen, and in the background, you could see the building still standing. It hadn't failed yet. So many holes started to be poked in this narrative, all right? Lots of, documentaries coming out exposing this. So that's where we started to get the ball rolling when it comes to Agenda 21. You fast forward 20 years later, America's still in Afghanistan. America's still in Iraq. These so-called wars are still happening. And I believe it was just this week where the Secretary of Defense came out and said that they see no foreseeable future for America leaving Afghanistan. You have to ask yourself, why is America still there? They told us it was because of Al-Qaeda. They told us it was because of Osama bin Laden. Well, Osama bin Laden is dead, supposedly. Al-Qaeda, when's the last time you heard about them? You see? So at some point, we have to come back to what Christ warned us about. With these events and disasters, you're going to see events and disasters, but take heed when you see them that no man deceives you. Can you see the deception in the event? Yeah, towers fail. The people in New York can vouch for that with their own eyes. They're no longer there. So we can confirm that part. But did it happen the way they said it happened? Right? So that's what we must analyze with these events that are happening on a global level. First of all, is it real? And secondly, if it is real, is it happening the way they say it's happening? Right? So that's Agenda 21. Now, I believe that Agenda 21 doesn't only just mean the 21st century. I believe it's manifold. I believe it also means 2021. That's my personal opinion. 20 years from 9/11, because 9/11 happened in 2001. What happened 20 years from 2001? Operation Warp Speed. We did a broadcast on that. Y'all can go back. It might be on YouTube, but definitely on Odyssey. Operation Warp Speed, where they started their beginning mass campaign of COVID-19 vaccinations, which kicked the decade of 2020 off with a lockdown about COVID-19. We're going to get into COVID-19 in a moment. But during that year, 2021, started what I'm about to show you next. A video here. It says, Agenda 21, we're in the killing years. Agenda 21, we are in the killing years. Let me show you all this video here. Man, we gotta unpack this. All right, we got to unpack this. She said that they told us 30 years ago that between 2020 and 2026 were the killing years through the vaccine, right? Through not unleashing a plague that's going to kill people, through the vaccine. Because if you do it through a vaccine, you can control who dies. Those who sign up get it in their arm. Those are who are going to have the potential to die. A plague can kill anybody. So it doesn't make sense to release a plague that can hurt them. No, we'll contain the plague through an injection. 2020 to 2026 is the killing years, not only through the vaccine killing people, but also making them infertile. We talked about this from 2020 to 2025. 2025 is the year they now have run a simulation projecting that year to have the next plague. Operation Catastrophic Contagion. A Bill and Melinda Gates and John Hopkins University simulation, just like Event 201, which came out in 2019. So Agenda 21 is a depopulation agenda. They'll package it all nice and pretty, which we're going to go into it, and make it look beautiful as far as we want to save the planet. No, they want to destroy the planet. They want to kill off the population. That's what this is. Now, she said that people think Agenda 21 means the year 2021, but it's for the whole 21st century, which I agree in part, but I do believe that 21 number also represents at the same time, not only the 21st century, but also what they would start in 2021 with the mass vaccination of the mRNA vaccine. Okay, that's my opinion on just what I sense from that. But regardless, nonetheless, 21st century, Agenda 21, we are in the killing years now. But keep in mind, going back to our Wikipedia here, they had a summit on this in 1992, so 30 years later, right? 2022 would be 30 years later. They now have reevaluated after the year 21. See how key that number 21 is? 21 was the year the vaccine started, and then a year later, 2022, which would be 30 years from 1992, now they can evaluate their plan from 30 years ago to see how effective they were with the Operation Warp Speed rollout. They could get kind of a sense, not only people that are dying, people that are infertile, but how well they were able to lock the world down, how able they were able to get people in lockstep to comply, all these things. So, of course, they've been working on these things before 1992, but this was when this particular agenda was actually, as far as we know, from the United Nations, had a conference held on it about the mass population, about the mass vaccination on the global population. We talked about this article before. Let me show it. Immunization Agenda 2030, a global strategy to leave no one behind. And you have an image of a black baby. This is a WHO, this is off their website. They don't want to leave anyone behind from vaccinating the whole world. They want to make sure black people, especially those in Africa, get this vaccine, right? It's racist if you don't get a chance at getting a COVID vaccine. That's racist, what they would make us believe. But no, it's really racist to say, well, COVID is a black disease, started in Wuhan, China, supposedly. We'll get to that in a moment. Started in Wuhan, China, right? But somehow it found its way to the ghettos of the black and brown community, black and Hispanics, and now it's a black and Hispanic problem now. And we must not be racist and get them the vaccines. Well, that sounds racist to me that you would call it a black and Hispanic disease, and that you want to now make sure we're first in line to get these shots. That's what sounds racist to me. I don't know about you all. That sounds racist. Because we're not asking for any shots. The things that we have asked for, like reparations and things like that, get no attention. Now that's racist. We're going to come back to this. So what is Agenda 2030? Well, if you see it here, it says not to be confused with Agenda 2030, but let's see if it is the same or similar. And when you click on this link, Agenda 2030, what comes up? The Sustainable Development Goals, or Global Goals, are a collection of 17 interlinked objectives designed to serve as a shared blueprint for peace and prosperity for people and the planet now and into the future. And when you come over here to the United Nations website, you have the 17 goals. There are the 17 goals. Now remember, they told us, not, don't confuse this with Agenda 21. Remember, they're not the same. Don't confuse it. But when we on the own United Nations website, it says here, it says in June, let me blow it up for you all. In June 1992, at the Earth Summit in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, more than 178 countries adopted Agenda 21, a comprehensive plan of action to build a global partnership for sustainable development to improve human lives and protect the environment. We drop down here. It says the Johannesburg Declaration on Sustainable Development and the Plan of Implementation adopted at the World Summit on Sustainable Development in South Africa in 2002, which was 10 years later from 1992, reaffirmed the global community's commitments to poverty eradication and the environment and built on Agenda 21. So Agenda 2030 is an extension and building on Agenda 21. They're one and the same. Agenda 2030 is just giving us really a timeline of things that they look to accomplish by the year 2030 within the Agenda 21 program. And if you keep reading here, it talks about the UN Conference on Sustainable Development in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, in June 2012. So you see how they're doing this in 10-year increments, 1992, 2002, 2012. I know that year rings out for a lot of people, 2012, right? You said that was the end of the world, Mayans. So look at the significance in 2012. Fast forward to 2022, a year after Operation Warp Speed was launched. So, you know, they're telling us here, don't confuse the two, but I would say we should confuse the two. They're one and the same. They are very similar. Per the UN's website and other information we're going to go into here later. But we're going to talk about these 17 goals. You can see these images here. You can come here, click on this website for more info. For the sake of time, we're just going to read the goals. No poverty. And they got a little black chorus. It's always poor black babies. Zero hunger. Poor black babies. Number three, good health and well-being. Number four, good education, quality education. Five, gender equality, right? Bringing the yin and the yang together and forming transgenderism. Okay. Clean water and sanitation, some of that good old Bill Gates filtered water. Affordable and clean energy. A lot of talks about energy in our broadcast, these energy crises that they're saying are here and coming. Decent work and economic growth. Industry innovation, right? We need women in the workforce. That's innovative. Women need to be independent. Forget about having babies, raising families. No, you need to be, women, you are independent and liberated. You need to be in the workforce, right? Working at a steel mill or some type of factory. more so doing a man's work. Good old sustainable development. Right? This is their sustainable development. Reduced inequalities. We're going to talk about this one tonight on a high level. Sustainable cities and communities. See, this is what they call a sustainable city, where you're living stacked on top of each other in high rises with plants growing out. But I thought they told us that plants were bad because, you know, I don't get it. I thought they told us that plants were bad. I mean, one hand is saying, you know, we need to go green. The other hand is saying plants are bad. I'm confused. But nonetheless, responsible consumption and production, climate action, another one we're going to talk about tonight. Big, big, big point. Life below water, life on land. Peace, justice, and strong institutions. Oh, yes, we as in the black community, we know all about peace and justice, don't we? Equality, we know all about that. And last, partnerships for the goals. Do you know all 17 SDGs? So there's more here. But I just wanted to come and show you some of Agenda 2030. So now when we go back to Immunization Agenda 2030, a global strategy to leave no one behind with the image of a black baby, and this coming on the heels of COVID-19, and now because of COVID-19, they must roll these vaccines out starting in the black and African communities. That's pretty much what this article on the UN website talking about their strategy. How do they get this into black babies' arms? So we can really understand and read between the lines, connect the dots, what Agenda 2030, whose origin is in Agenda 21, what the real agenda is here, okay? And they both are using the term sustainable development, right? Sustainable development. But understand, you'll see COVID-19 and the COVID-19 pandemic, you know, as a big player here, impacted things, and how because of it, we must now bring this solution. Going back 20 years ago to September 11, 2001, because of what happened at the World Trade Center, we must now bring forth this solution. It's a pattern here. We have to recognize the pattern. Now, real quick before I show a video, really going in on Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030 being one and the same and explaining it in more detail, I wanted to show an image here because I did make a comment earlier about COVID-19, because we have those who may believe that COVID-19 is real. I want to bring up a graph here. We have flu cases in the USA since 2012. And I would say on average, you're looking at about 30 million reports a year. That's just who reported. It doesn't mean there weren't more cases. Well, when you come down to 2020 to 2021, that number drops all the way down to 1.822 cases in for that year. What happened to the flu? So the flu disappeared in 2020. From 2020 to 21, the flu disappeared. That's interesting, because the year before it was 38 million cases. What happened to the flu? It was averaging 30 million a year since 2012, but it dropped down to 1.822 million. That doesn't sound right. Oh, I forgot. COVID-19 came in 2020, right? So they told us. So what people have to understand, they didn't have to make a plague in a lab that got that leaked out and got people sick. All they had to do was tell you it happened and get you to believe it happened. And now run down to your nearest vaccination clinic, your nearest hospital, your nearest church where they're giving them out for free so that you can get away from this boogeyman, right? First it was Bin Laden, then it was Al-Qaeda. Fast forward to 2020, now it's COVID-19, and this is the solution. And now the next thing I have to ask everybody, well, let's say COVID-19 is real. What happened to it? Where did it go? Because I don't hear anybody talking about COVID-19 anymore. It's like it came and disappeared just as quick as Al-Qaeda did. So for those that believe COVID-19 is real, what you're telling me is you believe in the vaccines because that's the only thing that's happened since 2020 that could have made COVID go away was the vaccines, because they introduced that as the solution of getting rid of COVID-19. So are you saying the vaccines neutralize COVID-19? I mean, please make it make sense for me. Help me understand and comprehend, okay? It's easy for me to understand, and I don't need this graph to understand it. I can look around and see what's going on. When we talked about the power of media, we talked about Operation Mockingbird. The media is controlled by the CIA. A Central Intelligence Agency, a military sector of the U.S. government. It's the U.S. government's military running operations on the minds of people. So the threat doesn't have to be real. All they have to tell you is that it's real and get you to believe it. Go back to Christ's words one more time, Matthew 24, verse 4, and Yeshua answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. Now, when you drop down to verse 7, somebody may say, well, Elder, it says pestilences as a sign. It does say pestilences, but Christ didn't say the pestilences would be real. He just said there'd be pestilences. He said, don't let no man deceive you by the pestilence, right? Famines, earthquakes, wars, are they really real? Earthquakes happen, but is it happening organically, or is it being manipulated and caused through technology? Okay, we're going to talk about that tonight as well. Because this is part of their agenda too, climate change. So yeah, there are some things that are, that do happen. But is it happening the way they're telling us it's happening? But COVID-19, it's never been proven in the laboratory to exist in nature, ever. Okay? But they don't have to make it exist in nature. They just have to make it exist in your mind. And then when you get sick, oh, I think I got the COVID. Now, psychologically, you're under a spell. No telling what you may do in a panic or a frenzy from the fear now that's been perpetrated through those who they've told they catch COVID-19. Oh my God, right? You may run down and get a vaccine, or you may not even have to get sick. You may run down and get one just so that you in your mind think it'll keep you from getting sick. We have to stop playing Satan's mind games. We have to recognize what the media represents. Okay, what they're telling us on TV, you have to be able to decipher it. Because there is truth that they tell us on TV, but it's very crafty. They're very crafty. Some things they just boldly come out and tell us. Biden came out and told us food shortages were coming. Now that I can believe because the Bible says famines will come. So that is true. But then says the famine is because of the war in Russia and Ukraine. Now that, see, I have a problem with that. Because that war has been going on since 2014, supposedly. Right? So this is the way we must train ourselves to think so we don't get caught up in the hysteria of a moment that can lead us, the devil leading us over the cliff into the pit. What pit? The pit of hell. Now, let me come back to what I was speaking about. UN Agenda 21, from UN Agenda 21 to Agenda 20, we have a video here. And I want to show you all this video. And then we're going to go into some things that are happening real time right now. And we're going to break down Agenda 21 and 2030 behind. We're going to go behind the scenes and break it down for what it really means versus what they're telling us it means. So the video I have here, Dangerous New World Order, Agenda 21, 2030, World Takeover Globalist Plan. All right, let's check this video out, and we'll break it down on the back side. She said, we are really in the end game now. Right? And that's the reason why I named the broadcast when we had it, Agenda 2030, Endgame. This was right before Avengers Endgame came out. Avengers Endgame came out, what, 2019? Where the villain in the movie, Thanos, did a Thanos snap and half of the universe's population vanished, disappeared, or were depopulated. So they showed us that they were going to do the Thanos snap on society, and it would start with the COVID-19 vaccine. We're in the killing years. This is the end game, family. And we're going to talk more about the wildlands here in a moment, what she's talking about right now with these wildlands. We talked about it the last broadcast we did, which is really what inspired this particular broadcast because of what's happening right now with all these train derailments. It brought back to my mind this wildlands project that they put together way back in 1992. Wildlands is a plan to remove humans and human activity from rural and suburban areas. This is what I was saying way before I saw this video. They're going to move you out of the country, out of the rural countryside areas into their cities. And then buy that land up after they move you out of it. So, now that we've got that intro into Agenda 21 and 2030, let's go into some real-time events happening right now, real-time. Because, and let me show you this so we understand. Talk about Agenda 21, Agenda 2030. Okay. We talked about the Great Reset. Agenda 21, Operation Warp Speed starts 2021, goes through 2030, leading up to the year 2020. COVID variants, vaccines, and a medical apartheid. This is the killing years, all right? And once they get to 2030, they're going to reevaluate what they've done. Then leading from there, you have from 2030 to 2050, they have goals laid out up until 2050, right? Economic collapse, hyperinflation, and food shortage. Because Agenda 21 also means the whole 21st century. So it's a 100-year plan, and they're breaking it down in increments, 5 years, or 1 year, then 5 years, then 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 50 years, all the way up to 100 years. They're breaking it down in increments and checking out their progress at different intervals. Okay? So coming back now. Don't know how many of you all saw this. Norfolk Southern train derails in Alabama as CEO testifies in Congress. This was just yesterday. Norfolk Southern had the train that derailed in Ohio, right? They were bringing him before Congress to testify. Well, right before he came in, hours before he came in, another one of Norfolk Southern's train derails in Alabama, and you wouldn't believe what it was carrying. A Norfolk Southern rail train derailed in Northeast Alabama on Thursday as the company's CEO testified in front of Congress amid a string of high-profile incidents involving the rail giant. The company said in a statement to the Hill that around 30 empty cars derailed as the train traveled from Atlanta to Mississippi. But they weren't all empty. Let me see. Okay, so this particular time, this particular derailment, because I had them mixed up, was empty. But yet, he comes in, and they say a picture says 1,000 words. Well, what is the picture of his face? How many words does it tell? Look at his face, trying to keep a straight face, standing before Congress. You use the words to describe his face as he comes in with trains derailing all over the place leading up to his hearing, right? Well, you go over to West Virginia. This was on Wednesday, a couple of days earlier, a day earlier. CX freight train derails after striking rock slide in West Virginia, injuring three and spilling diesel into river. Now, what I'm sharing with you are just a couple incidents. There are many more trains derailing than have derailed since the last time we spoke. All right, I'm just grabbing two because you can't go into all the events happening right now. We're going to more so go into explaining why it's happening. And this has been planned out for a very long time. We are now in the end game. Okay, the dominoes are falling right before our very eyes. All right, so we come down. There was a video here, I believe, of this happening. This West Virginia train just so happens to fall into a river and just so happens to be carrying diesel fuel. I wonder what that's going to do to that river, all that diesel. And they want to tell you it was a rock slide. Thing obviously happened in between trains coming through, and it just happened to cause the one carrying diesel to go off into the river. All type of diesel in the river now. For all those who are in this area that use this river, now your water has become bitter, polluted, tainted, toxic. All right, and let me see if it says how many gallons of diesel. That would be interesting to have that number. Okay, who knows? And who knows if it's only the train where the diesel going into that river is coming from? What I need you to do is believe the story. They cause a event, and now they could have diesel coming in some other kind of way from a pipe somewhere else pouring into that river and say, well, it was the train that caused it. I'm not saying that's what happened. I'm just saying that this is how they are able to get away with high levels of their evil. Now, going over to East Palestine, going back to the one in Ohio, we have here, we're dying slowly. East Palestine residents report bizarre health issues after toxic train derailment. You also have scenarios where dams are breaking and the toxic water now is spreading everywhere from dams all of a sudden breaking. Reports of animals everywhere dying. And they're telling you everything's fine. Nothing to see here. Go back to sleep. Go outside. Breathe the air. Drink the water. But they're telling you. Oh, at the same time, we need to go support Ukraine and keep sending them billions and billions of tax dollars because there's a war over there. That nobody knows nothing about a war. You know, no, you can't find any information about what's really happening over there. All right, so Revelation 17 says that they shall burn, they shall make the whore desolate, naked, eat her flesh, and then burn her with fire. All right, we're seeing a dismantling of America right before our eyes. And now, as if that wasn't bad enough, they have plans to incinerate soil from Ohio train derailment. Plan to incinerate soil from Ohio train derailment is horrifying, says expert. So as if we didn't have enough of the toxic dioxins in the air, let's burn the soil and put more toxic dioxins in the skies. Not let's take the soil and contain it. No, let's burn it up. That what came out of the train, we didn't get it all in the sky. We need to burn what leaked. We need to get that in the sky too now. Because if it's in the sky, it's going to spread better than if it's just in the soil. Because when it rains, it's coming down all over the place, globally. Check it out. Not only are they going to incinerate this soil, they're going to send the soil to a nearby incinerator with a history of clean air violations, raising fears the chemicals will be redistributed. We're going to go send this to the worst company out there that has a history of polluting our air, all type of clean air, chemical violations. We're going to go send it to them to handle this soil to burn off into the air. But, right, you don't see Greta Thunberg and all the Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab who is talking about, you know, the pollutants in the air and the climate change. You don't see them saying anything about this happening right now, that this is causing any type of problem for the environment. No. Your cows are causing a problem for the environment, and your chickens, and your personal vehicle is causing a problem for the environment. You see how it's only things that deal with you and me that are causing the problems for the environment, yet they ride around on private planes and jets, which one trip would put out more of a carbon footprint than your car will in a whole year. And they're taking many private planes. These are the same people that during the lockdown were telling you to stay inside. It's dangerous outside. While they were outside partying, having a grand old ball. They were telling you to social distance with masks while they were all hugged up on each other with no masks on. See, only those who are dumbfounded in the stupor of confusion would fall for the lie, right? And Christ and the prophets warned us not to fall for the lie. So for those that watch mainstream media and it gets you worked up and in fear, and turn it off. Turn it off. Open your Bible. Okay. Watch the information coming out through this church and how we're breaking it down to what's really happening. May only be, you know, a small number. Hey, trust me, there are those out there that are fearful, that are getting caught up in this stuff. I know a lot of you brothers and sisters are very sharp and you're not falling for it, right? But there are those out there. So I'm speaking to those that are out there. Turn off the TV. The TV is only there for those who don't fall for the Jedi mind tricks. You have to be strong in the spirit to be able to watch the mainstream media, laugh at them, pick apart their lies without letting the spell casting and the programming and the sorcery take root in you. Trust me. Sometimes I'll be sitting up there watching it. I'll be someplace where they got a TV, and I'm like, man, like, I know it's not real, but, man, that like, at least in my energy is feeling off. Right? But nonetheless, I'm bringing this stuff out to show you, because this is going to go now into the information we're about to bring out. Because, listen, you have trains derailing all over the place. You got buildings exploding all over the place. Crazy weather going on right now. Speaking of, we have here, Donner Pass on I-80 in California. 30 inches of snow has fallen in just the past 24 hours. Now, I'm not the expert on California's weather. Okay, but when you say California, I don't think of snow. Somebody who lives in this area on I-80 would have to let me know whether or not this is normal. To not only get snow, but to get 30 inches of snow. Call in and let us know that this is normal weather in California at the beginning of and at the beginning of spring. You got the truck there, right? You got the truck there. Snow truck getting the snow off the road. You have Arizona, I'm hearing, getting snow in parts of Arizona that don't get, that have never seen snow right now. So someone would look at that and be like, well, it's climate change. It's global warming. See, now you start to fall into, well, it is snow. So it, maybe what they're saying is true, or what they're saying has to be true. Which takes me back to Matthew 24, verse 4. I'm probably say it a lot tonight. And Yeshua answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. Right? For those who haven't seen it, you can go check out our broadcast. Might be on YouTube, but should be on Odyssey. Geostorm. Geoengineering the collapse of civilization and the climate change deception. How they use HARP, CERN, and other technologies to manipulate and control the weather to now get you to buy into the solution of why we must do what we must do because of climate change, which means you giving up your gas vehicle, getting an electric car, walking, riding a bike, no more cows, no more animals, You'll eat the Bill Gates Wonder Meat, the Soylent Green. You're going to have to live in a 15-minute city now, which we're going to get into that later. You see, so you see where, you know, now that they are able to use their sorceries, they now can now cultivate your mind into a solution. So we can't go into all the things that they're doing that's happening right now in real time, but just know what's happening. Maybe you all know other stuff that's happening. Can't go into it all right now. I want to go now into exposing UN Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030. And I also want to talk about this Wildlands Project. Last broadcast, I told you we would talk about it. Let me pull up what inspired, what was the inspiration behind the information. And so many people are talking about this right now. It's like all those people who knew about this, at an instant it came to our minds. Has to be the Holy Spirit. People I don't even know. People I do know. Sending me stuff. We don't even know what we're thinking about. It's just happening real time. We talked about this simulated reserve and corridor system to protect biodiversity as mandated by the Convention on Biological Diversity, the Wildlands Project, UN, and U.S. Man and Biosphere Program, and various UN, U.S. Heritage Programs, and NAFTA. Now, we're going to break this map down here a little later. But basically, in a nutshell, this map is basically saying there's only going to be certain areas of the country you're going to be able to live in. Certain cities are going to be habitat cities. Outside of that is wildland. You can't live in it for one reason or another. So when I started to see the train derailment and the so-called accidents happening and poisoning and polluting the land, it came to my mind, this map that I had seen back early 2000s. Like, I remember that map, and it didn't make sense when I was looking at it the way it makes sense now. Like, okay, I see this is their plan, but, you know, how are they going to do this? Well, now with these disasters and the land becoming polluted, they're going to make it to where at least in narrative, anything outside the city is too toxic to live in. It's too hazardous, too unsafe. Our cities are safe. Come into our cities. And they're going to make the city idea the same as everything else, nice and cozy, and oh, yes, it's going to be so great to come into our 5- and 15-minute cities. Okay? So this UN map of the U.S., we're going to be talking about it more, but I wanted to bring it up real quick before we go into some videos here. This first video, the Wildlands Project. So let's see the year on this video. This video was a year old. The person that made this video a year ago. The video itself that he took is 9 years old. To show you again how long they've been planning this. Right? And so you do have people that made recent information on this, and you have people who have talked about this in the past. We're going to deal with both, but it seems like everybody is talking about this right now that knew about this map, that knew about Agenda 21, Agenda 2030. And yeah. See, so you have your environmentalists and your climate changers saying that, yeah, you're not going to be able to live on farms. We're going to get rid of farms. We're going to get rid of farm animals. You're going to live in smart cities because this stuff is bad. This stuff has existed since the beginning of time and is now bad. But this happening is not no big deal. Okay? Those same people have nothing to say about this event at all. They're quiet, crickets. These events that are happening. So we then now blow the lid off their agenda on what they're really looking to do now. Only the wicked will get caught up in the slaughter. The wicked shall do wickedly, but the wise shall understand. We're going to come back to the Wildlands map, but we also have, in 1996, we have Henry Lamb speaking on the Wildlands Project. So let's check out Henry Lamb here and see what he has to say. So you see how the false left-right paradigm works, family? The Republicans, George Bush, refused to sign this. But once Bill Clinton got in office, he signed it. Okay, they worked together. If one doesn't do it, the other will. To make you think there's a choice. It still happens. Okay? Now, this PDF is out there for those that want to go through it. I don't think we're going to go through it tonight. We're going to go through some other PDFs and documents. But this is the Global Biodiversity Assessment that they put out through the UN on their reasoning behind going this direction, all right? Them explaining away what this is all about. But, of course, we're going to pick it apart to what's really going on. But just keep in mind, this particular gentleman we see on the screen, he's bringing this out in 1996, 4 years after the convention in Brazil, okay? Say that again. Let's hear that again. What did he say? Sustainable communities. Those are the only places you're going to be able to live in. We're going to talk about that. Okay, but before we get there, we're going to go into some history on this. We have a caller from the 314 area code. I want to get to them, see if they're still on before the call lines drop. All right. Let's see. Oh, they dropped off. Well, I would say call back, but the call lines are closed. Sorry about that, but I was going to get to you, but we had this information rolling, and let me get to our next part here. I just want to make sure I'm not missing anything. So I came across this information on my research after the last broadcasted. As I was researching down this rabbit hole, I wanted to go back down. If those that remember, I said we're going to talk about Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030 the next time, Lord willing, we meet. So I came across this document, which you're going to have, well, this particular website, which has all kind of links and documents and videos in it. I'm only going to be able to go through small selected parts of it, right, because it's a lot. I mean, we could do probably 5 or 6 parts on this particular text. It's so much information. Like you said, the guy, he said it was like 1,000, you know, some pages in that book he had, right? That's just one book on this. They got many, many white papers on this, on their plans on this. So we're just going to try to hit some little bitty tidbits here and there, but you will get this link, and you can actually go through this link yourself, where a lot of the information we've spoken about tonight is actually within this particular website. So it says here, Agenda 21 and 2030. Now, this particular information, from what I'm gathering, this was put together maybe last year or 2021 after the lockdown. The lockdown happened, and then by it happening, the creator of this website then thought to themselves, Agenda 21 and 2030. But I know it was put together well before now, and I can only imagine this person is chomping at the bit and out of their mind with what's happening now based upon what Agenda 21 and 2030 represents. They were only mainly hitting it because of COVID-19, but now we have a whole new crisis, state of crises we're in with these poly crises happening right now with these derailments and building explosions and things like that happening, right? But just so you know, this is a old link, a year or two old. It says here, to achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, loyalty to family traditions, national patriotism, and religious dogmas. This is Brock Chisholm, director of UN Health Organization. It says here, the real reason people are being told to stay out of parks and off beaches, trying to get you used to having no access to nature. Remember in the lockdown what they were telling us? Don't go to the beach. You can't go to the park. If they caught you there, you would get citations or where's your mask? You got the mask police out. You're on the beach by yourself with no mask on. So you see these elements already and these dynamics happening even during that lockdown, way before these disasters happening this year. They were priming us for this during the lockdown. Okay, so that's the whole purpose for the lockdown, is to continue to squeeze us into the place they want us to be, physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, where we live, how we live. It says here, Agenda 21 stands for the agenda for the 21st century, and Agenda 30 is a marker for when they want to have most of their New World Order goals accomplished. In the New World Order, everyone is equal because no one is to express any individuality, creativity, talent, or intellect that could put them above another. The United Nations version of equality is socialism. Everything for the collective good, or hive mind, or the Borg. No individual rights, and everyone is equally poor. Okay? Another thing we'll probably be hitting on at some point down the road, universal basic income. Okay? The TV programming is now doing a masterful job drilling the socialist concept into the emotion and belief systems of its viewers. All right, and here you have another Wildin project map, Human Access Denied, mandated by the United Nations. So we see how the UN is controlling everything. They've been really putting an underlying foundation under America for implementing their different, you know, agendas, projects, operations, right? But now we're starting to see it starting to play it. Now what they've laid the foundation on, they're now building the infrastructure on top of that foundation now that we've hit 2020. And so in this map, you're better able, easy to see the green parts. Everything else is off limits. But the green little specks you see, those are just some of their, in theory, parts of where people will be able to live. You will not be allowed outside of the green zones. Okay? The wildlands map might give you more understanding to why parks and beaches were off limits during the fake COVID pandemic. Officials were getting you used to not going to parks or beaches. So is it starting to make sense, family? Okay, are we starting to see past the COVID lie? Because like our elder says, Elder Ricard, if you fall for any of it, you're going to fall for all of it. You must decompress from the lie and don't believe anything they're talking about. Especially when it comes to a quote-unquote said boogeyman. Okay? And they want to call us conspiracy theorists. No. Oh, there's a pandemic going on that's 99.9% survivable that only gives you cold or flu symptoms. And it's a pandemic? That sounds like a conspiracy theory, right? Is that not quite the stretch to be alarmed at? But we're the conspiracy theorists when we talk about and point out some of the things that we look at as being eyebrow raising. We're the fear mongers. Let me see here, because we're going to go through some of these links as we go through this. And so I'll click on each of these links here. Okay, that one is taking its sweet time coming up. I don't know if it worked. If some of these links don't work, because it just goes to show you how long this has been up, because some of these links don't even work. Okay, yeah. Remember when they were telling everybody to, you know, if you see something, say something. If you see your neighbor outside, call your authorities. If you see him not wearing a mask, you know, snitch on your neighbor. They could be outside spreading COVID in the air. It says here, the picture to the left pretty much says it all. Weather modification via chemtrails and HAARP has created the drought, the severe drought in California. So there was at one point a severe drought in California. And I showed earlier, we showed earlier, the 30 inches of snow now. You've also had fires in California. It says America's food basket, and we do not have a water shortage as the earth creates water underground. So they would make us believe there's a water shortage. This is America's food basket, where a lot of food coming from California just so happens to have a drought. They would tell you it's climate change. No, this is geoengineered by the Satanists. The powers of darkness. Water flows underground. Okay, but they're not drilling for water. They're drilling for oil. Or they're pumping poisonous, toxic water into the ground that they use to clean up spills like in Ohio. They can do all that, but they can't get water out the ground. The lack of knowledge mentioned in this picture is likely to include at least the lack of knowing about weather modification and the fact that the earth creates water as a natural process. Okay. David D., the illustrator of this picture, is probably also referring to that which I'll mention below. Climate change has been blamed for this drought and other disasters, and we have been blamed for the climate change. Again, the formula problem reaction solution, also known as the Hegelian dialectic or order out of chaos, has been used to roll out Agenda 21, also known as sustainable development. The Agenda 21 for the 21st century is the outline of how to change our lives using the justification of saving the planet. If you have not heard of Agenda 21, it is the UN plan to condense us into highly controlled megacities, allow us to live in only a few places known as human settlement zones, get us out of our cars, and monitor, restrict, and tax our usage of water, gas, and electricity in order to lower our carbon footprint. Smart meters is one method of monitoring and restricting our use. The SMART and smart meter stands for self-monitoring, analysis, and reporting technology. All these plans by the United Nations are based on the assumption or lie that the planet is warming due to excess carbon dioxide due to human activity. In reality, there are only trace amounts of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, and plants use it to make oxygen. So without the carbon in the sky, what's going to happen to the plants? They die. No carbon in the sky, the plants, they die. So, of course, if they're looking to kill us, they must also kill the plants. But don't worry. They're going to have their Soylent Green on the menu for those who survive this and are alive during this, their, you know, in their habitations. One of the founders of the Council on Foreign Relations, David Rockefeller, paid for the land the UN headquarters sits on. This is important to note because he, as well as other CFR founders, talked of creating a new world order or in some way helped toward that goal. Here is a quote made by David Rockefeller at a UN dinner in 1994. We are on the verge of a global transformation. All we need is the right major crisis and the nations will accept the new world order. Think global warming scam and the fact that it is on this that the UN bases its policies. I will not be naive to suggest that Agenda 21 is the only playbook being used to create a one world government. But it is the only one, to my knowledge, that is being enacted by local governments. That is, local governments comply to the federal government's request so that they can get funding in return. All right. So let's come down here. And you had, remember, if anybody remembers this song, when COVID-19 pandemic started, they came out with this song. It says the UN is the implementer and the manipulator towards Agenda 21 goals, and the Agenda 21 goals is the New World Order. Below is a video of the United Nations new World Order song. So this is a UN song where they have children singing and praising the COVID-19 lockdown in the New World Order. Let's check it out. And this goes to show you how sick these devils are, because they're looking to kill off the old generation. The reason why the COVID-19 vaccine started with the elderly, and they're going to groom your children in this new reality. And they've been grooming our children. Look at the culture now for this generation. Look how disconnected this generation is from the generations of old. They have no clue of what happened outside of this particular time period. All the generations before them had a connection to the generations before. But this generation are clueless to the past. Let's check this video out here. So check it out. You're seeing UN, right, scrolling. They got the UN all up in there letting you know this is a United Nations, one world. The whole world's nations are united, just like they were under Nimrod and the Tower of Babel. And you have an all-seeing eye in the middle of this arena. Around the world, we're closing borders, right? Locking everything down. COVID-19's on the rise. A new world order behind closed doors. The storm will pass. We will survive. The remnant will survive, but those who are not part of the remnant, what will they become that survive? And you got UN, they're putting UN everywhere. Look at that, UN. Right, being initiated and indoctrinated into the United Nations, Nimrod. With the UN armies, the jackboots coming. Right, the jackboots are coming. And for all the sisters out there, putting themselves out on Instagram, right? The ravishers are coming. They're online putting down, hey, they're following, they're getting your location. They got theirs picked out when things go down. Okay, all these men who've been locked up together with no women, and get unleashed as soldiers, stormtrooping through Babylon, through America, ravishers, Isaiah 13:18. And the children shall be dashed to pieces. No men around, women get ravished, and children get destroyed, as if they're not destroyed enough already. Pyramid with the all-seeing eye, with the UN in the middle with the five-pointed star. And we're going to talk more about the UN armies later, but I just wanted y'all to get how the theme song for the COVID-19 lockdown got kicked this new world off. And they used the children. Not only that, the children of Israel, they sing this song. The name of this song is A New World Order Behind Closed Doors, a real song from the United Nations. This is what happens when you're caught up in the stupor, family. When you're in a stupor, listen, you don't know which way is up. Because they're for sure not going to tell you which way is up. Now, here's a video here. I just want to focus on a couple of things. How the United Nations and the World Health Organization 2030 goals and the New World Order, how the UN and the WHO work are working together in this. They're one and the same. It's just the WHO is the medical side of the UN. And here you have on the UN website, let's take our planet back. So here we see the UN New World Order project is global, high-level initiative founded in 2008 to advance a new economic paradigm, new political order, and more broadly, a new world order for humankind. So they'll say this a million times in one paragraph, and then we talk about a new world order. We're conspiracy theorists. That's the Jedi mind tricks. It says here, which achieves the UN's global goals for sustainable development by 2030. So they want to hit this sustainable development by this year, the year 2030. Check this out. And the happiness, well-being, and freedom of all life on Earth by 2050. That's the promise from the serpent. Ye shall not surely die. Okay? Take heed that no man deceive you. So we're going to come back to this right here, this immunization agenda 2030, where it had a black baby on the front, a global strategy to leave no one behind. And when you do a search for New World Order on the World Health Organization website, because here it is, the WHO telling you agenda 2030. And it's about immunization, black babies, and the whole world. But when you do a search for New World Order on their website, all links for Africa come up. Okay, General Assembly President and South African leader, right? And you'll see nothing but Africa. Because I clicked on the link, and I looked at it myself. See if I can pull it up. It's not that link. It might be this one here. Yeah. Check it out. When you do a search for New World Order, nothing but Africa comes up. Check out the first link, Resilient World, an African call for a new world order. That's the first one. The second one, African call. The third one, African call. State of the World's Children, 1992. You know, that's when the Agenda 21 conference was held in Brazil. And we know what children they had on the front cover. Black babies. If we go down, COVID-19 response, UN Economic Commission for Africa. See how it went from Wuhan, China to Africa? Nothing about China. No, this is a no left. We cannot leave one Israelite, not one Jake left behind in this agenda, this operation. You keep going. Africa, the next list, the next link. Okay? So I hope we get the point now. Africa, Africa, Africa. And we know catastrophic contagion got all the African leaders together for 2025 simulation of the pneumococcal or the pneumonia variant. The new pneumonia plague coming that Bill Gates already has a vaccine approved for. Then it hasn't even happened, but he's got an approved vaccine for it. So expect plagues to come in 5-year increments COVID-19 was 2020, while everybody's dumbfounded, right, in the stupor of confusion, from now it's coming out that it was all a big lie. Even in mainstream media, COVID-19 was, well, it was all, you know, just a huge disaster by them on their part. Everybody's caught up in that. They're getting you ready for the five-year increment of the next plague, 2025. Pneumonia. They're attacking the lungs. You can't breathe. You can't live. So speaking of Africa, you would not believe we have the ECA's Ideas to Action in a Time of COVID-19. Check it out. Now let's check it out. What does ECA stand for? Economic Commission for Africa. Not China, which started, because remember they passed China, they passed Asian hate law, hate bills. As soon as COVID-19 happened, they said it came out of China. They passed in America Asian hate bills against Asians. So if you say that COVID-19 started in Wuhan, China, that's a hate crime. No, we're taking the vaccines to Africa. They're the ones getting left behind in all this. They're the ones that need it. It's a black disease. And now you have the sellouts of Africa under the United Nations, those sellouts in Africa that joined up under the United Nations for the Economic Commission for Africa. They have ideas to action in a time of COVID-19. Let's hear their ideas on this. There it goes. There it is. Now you see it. African Vaccine Acquisition Trust. Under the ECA, under the UN, united to protect. Protect what? Who are they protecting? With their nine-pointed star. It's okay. They're going to eradicate poverty and living conditions. They got smart cities coming so that you don't have to live like this anymore, Africa. We're going to move you off the safari, off the land, you know, living out in nature, minding your own business, and we got smart cities we're going to roll through. And you notice how no one asked for this? Like, who's asking for any of this, not only in Africa, but here in the United States? And there go those years, 2025, 2050, okay? So they got it all figured out for Africa. And now here comes them dealing with climate change in Africa. Ooh, they're in sync with Agenda 2030, and here's a new one. First time I'm hearing about this, Agenda 2063, the Africa we want. Okay, so they don't have an agenda, not that I've heard of, 2063 for America. But they plan on Africa still being around in 2063. Wow. This decade of action brought to you by the United Nations Economic Commission for Africa. Okay. So again, when you do a New World Order search on the UN website, you'll see it starting with Africa. Their main focus is Africa. Let's keep going. You know, and you have all these links here. As you can see, it's so much to get through on this. But one thing we also must understand is the part that the Vatican plays in all this. How the Jesuit Pope is part of the New World Order, helping to push the UN and World Economic Forum goals. So we're going to look at some of the articles here. We have here the Vatican urges religions to support UN Sustainable Development Goal. If you are like me, sometimes things happen that make you wonder what kind of alternate universe you are living in. This is March of 2019, before the lockdown. In science fiction, an alternative or parallel universe, or more specifically, continued interaction between the parallel universe and our own, serves as a central plot point, establishing a realm unconstrained by realism. It is often a realm of another dimension, creating a mixed-up alternate reality. But in this case, truth is even stranger than fiction. Last month, the PARL, Department of the Seventh-day Adventist Church, hoped to organize a meeting at the UN Secretariat for the purpose of urging religion to come together in support of the UN Sustainable Development Goals, known as Agenda 2030. This month, the Vatican is, wait for it, urging religions to come together in support of the UN Sustainable Development Goals. In what manner of twisted reality do you have the Seventh-day Adventist Church and the Roman Catholic Church both supporting a global leftist agenda, urging all religions of the world to join in a multicultural hand clasp which mandates climate action and gender equality? So when we talk about this one world order, it's one in everything, even religion. You also have Jesuit Network Institution signed Catholic Climate Declaration. We are still on Paris Climate Agreement. This happened after Trump's decision to leave during his administration the Paris Climate Agreement. Well, the Vatican came in and said, we're still on board with this climate declaration. Okay, I'm not going to read that article there, just summarizing so we can get through as much as we can. Pope announces global compact on education for new humanism. In renewed and enthusiastic endorsement of globalism, Pope Francis has announced he is hosting an initiative for a global pact to create a new humanism. This global event took place May 14, 2020 at the Vatican. It's themed Reinventing the Global Educational Alliance. According to a Vatican statement issued on Thursday, September 12th, the Pope is inviting representatives of the main religions, international organizations, and various humanitarian institutions, as well as key figures from the world of politics, economics, and academia, and prominent athletes, scientists, and sociologists to sign a global pact on education so as to hand on to younger generations a united and fraternal common home. Educational pact is needed to educate us in universal solidarity, and a new humanism. Francis said in a video message to launch the initiative. So they're coming for your children. They're coming to indoctrinate your children in the New World Order, disconnect them from the generations before, calling it a new humanism. Hide your children, hide your wife from these sodomites. Not only education, but Pope calls for a new economic order, criticizes capitalism. So also, when it comes to the economy or money, all right, making you believe that the Pope is here to make sure that you get a equal right being poor at the economy, which really all it's doing is putting in place socialist, socialist implementations, right? To make you think that they're helping you, really bringing you in closer with the beast and being one. Okay, socialism. Right, what else do we have? This also goes into the article here, tax the rich. Pope Francis calls for global wealth redistribution. All right, universal basic income. We're going to talk about that more later. You also have here Pope Francis leading imam signed covenant pushing us toward one world religion. A historic interfaith covenant was signed in the Middle East on Monday, and the mainstream media in the U.S. has been almost entirely silent about it. The Sheikh Ahmed is considered to be the most important imam in Sunni Islam, and he arrived at the signing ceremony in Abu Dhabi with Pope Francis, hand in hand, in a symbol of interfaith brotherhood. But this wasn't just a ceremony for Catholics and Muslims. According to a British news source, the signing of this covenant was done in front of a global audience of religious leaders from Christianity, Islam, Judaism, and other faiths. So what does Islam have to do with Catholicism? This happened in 2019. To show you they're one and the same. That Islam came out of the Catholic Church. As well as other religions. All right, so they're getting you ready not only for everything else, but a one world religion. You have ex-Jesuits speaking about the Jesuit infiltration in the Catholic Church. We have a video here, learn about the real UN plan to make you poor. Agenda 21, let's check this out real quick here. Actually, we're going to check this video out later at the end. So it goes on to talk about here the plan to eliminate the middle class. All right. The plan to eliminate the middle class. So now we're going to deal with this whole so-called climate change. In the midst of this climate change deception, you had 500 scientists come out to the UN and tell them there is no climate emergency back in 2019. 500 scientists. Sounds similar to all the scientists coming out talking about COVID-19 and all the things being exposed with that. Another hoax, folks. We have a video here. We're not going to watch this. But what you see on your screen is what they called a wildfires that hit California. Well, check it out. All the homes are burnt down, but all the trees around the homes are intact. How does that happen? How does that happen? Sorcery? I mean, I guess it's possible. But, I mean, the trees even in the front yard are untouched, unscathed. Only the homes, right? Relocation, moving you off your property, off the land. Now, check this out. Still think it's a crazy conspiracy theory? Check out this Agenda 21 commercial. And what do you see here? Coming soon, Agenda 21, UN Division for Sustainable Development. This was a commercial. I don't know when this commercial, it was first aired, how old it is, but okay, and then this shows you the mega cities that they've already started creating, right? They want you living here, not outside in what they're calling the wilderness or the wildlands. Okay, you have the overpopulation myth. Climate action plan, a lot of videos here, but we can't. We'll watch a little bit of this one here. We have an Australian politician, Anne Bressington, exposes Agenda 21 and New World Order. So they, the Club of Rome, which is a think tank for the Vatican, came together for cooking up a new boogeyman that would unite us and bring us all together. Global warming, food crisis. Okay, this is a really good video, but we're running short on time, so I can't play it all. I wish I could, because we got other videos to show still. But understanding the Bible and the Vatican, their role in all this. Here we have an Illuminati card, Vatican City, the actual thing for this card is your whole power structure is immune to attacks from peaceful groups. So now we understand how the Catholic Church can have scandal after scandal and nothing happens. They're immune. Okay? They are immune to those coming after their evil. So we're going to talk more on the Club of Rome here in a moment, how they are playing a huge part, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, plan and implementation. This is a good video. We're probably going to watch all this one. Documentary. Globalist worldwide takeover plan for decades. COVID is just the beginning. Let me get this on YouTube. Okay, I'm just going to have to blow it up. I can't.